Good morning, good people. It is 19th July 2020. We celebrate the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The readings are from Wisdom chapter 12, verses 13 and 16 to 19. The second reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 27. And the Gospel from Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 43. God takes time to judge, but shows mercy swiftly. God's leniency is not a lethargy and laxity. God's mercy is the most meekness, utmost meekness, and innumerable patience in returning to God. The first reading describes the character of God, the characteristic of God manifested in God's enormous patience out of mercy to see the best to emerge in unique conditions of life. God expects the just to be kind, the good people to inject hope, and the sinners to repent. Wisdom chapter 12, verse 19. The responsorial psalm praises, "Lord, you are good and forgiving." Psalm 88, verse 5. In the second reading, St. Paul strengthens our belief that our endurance in expectation allows us to experience liberation through the power of the Holy Spirit in God's time. In our spiritual struggles, we are not alone, but the Spirit of God working through this to bring the best outcome in our body and spirit. Quote, "God who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because the Spirit intercedes for the holy ones according to the will of God." Unquote. Romans chapter 8, verse 27. During the times of struggles and suffering, it is hard to whisper a voice to God. Yet the Spirit of God who resides in us removes the residue and reiterates our unstated longings to God. Change is the only response to the surge of our inner longings. At times, we are perplexed to ask what we need. Our prayer in the Spirit searches the heart and presents the need unnoticed by reason. Without this personal communion and communication with God, we cannot recognize the struggle between good and evil, body and spirit, patience and progress, as well as desire and disposition. Jesus reminds us in the Gospel that growth in the kingdom is mysterious and mostly from God. The tension, struggle, and stress between good and evil, darnel and wheat, leaven and the flour, mustard seed and the land are all part of growth and maturity. The processes need to be acknowledged and the painful lessons need to be taken with tolerance, patience, and meekness. We cannot discard a drawing before it is completed. Let us not quickly condemn and get rid of anyone or anything without allowing them to evolve, integrate, and instill the growth. Avoiding all immature conclusions would help us to be open for the emerging conclusions. In no way we need to decide the culmination and the course of its end any way we desire. Good can come out any time of our growth. Why not at the end? May the Lord help us to wait patiently till the end as God waits to see the desired growth in us. May you have a good weekend and God bless you.